joined now by former Razorback and NFL player Jamal Anderson. Jamal, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good.
Joe,
how
do
you doing?
Have his, yeah, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. We couldn't get through it first, but I'm here. How's it going?
It's going good. Now, did you made it to SEC Media Days 1 year, didn't you?
I did not.
I thought I remembered you down here.
No, the only thing we did was it was during the Capital One Bowl. We had some press conferences going on, and that was the most media coverage that I had did.
Right, right. What do you remember about that game? Obviously going up against Wisconsin and a coach in Brett Bielema, who's now the head coach of the Razorbacks.
Yeah, one thing I remember, it was humid. It had just rained before we had played. It was very humid. I remember a lot of guys were dehydrated on the side. But they started out fast. That's one thing I remember. They got up early on us. But we finally had settled down as a defense in the second half. But we just weren't able to capitalize and put up enough points to match them.
What's going on with you now? Where are you?
I'm actually a free agent. I was just released by Cincinnati last week after I was cleared from my knee injury. Mm-hmm. I had a quad tendon tear week two of the season last year. So I missed all of the season. But I was finally cleared by Dr. Andrews. He said the knee looks great. But the unfortunate part was I was released by the Bengals. But it was, you know, it was no negative vibe or anything like that. We understood why. It was a sixth-ranked defense in Cincinnati with a defensive front that was led by Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap, and Michael Johnson. And they end up being second in the league in sacks. Mm-hmm. So if you look back at what they did, they end up franchising Michael Johnson. They had Carlos Dunlap coming back, and he ended up getting a contract extension. They re-signed Robert Gathers. They re-signed Wallace Gilberry. And they signed Marcus Hunt, and they drafted him in the second round. So I was the odd man out, and we understood that. It was a business move because of the amount of money I was due. So I was let go due to that. But that gives me the opportunity to get ready to get on another team.
And talk about trying to get on another team. Where would you like to play, and what types of contact have you had with other teams, or has your agent had with other teams?
Well, it's funny. Like I said, I was released last Wednesday. It was 2 o'clock when I was in Cincinnati. And by the time I got into Atlanta, I had already heard from a couple of teams. So it was great to hear that the buzz was still out there about Jamal Anderson. I've heard from about 4 teams right now, and it seems like we're getting closer to finalizing with the – one team. I'm not going to put anything out there. I don't want to show my hand.
I understand.
Everything's looking good so far, and I'm looking forward to playing some football this year. It was a long season, that playing last year.
I bet. And you're back in Little Rock. You're heading over to Parkview to speak to the team there?
Yeah. I was just here. I was here to speak to a youth group, a YFL group headed by Arkansas Rehabilitation Services today. I was a keynote speaker at their 4-day summer-long program that they had. So that was an amazing time there. You know, I just wanted to give them my story on where I had came from a walk-on wide receiver that came from Parkview to end up being a first-round draft pick. And, you know, one of the things I just wanted to make sure they knew was I had a vision. I knew I was going to be a professional athlete all my life. When, you know, when I was young, I remember balling up a paper towel and putting tape around it and throwing it down the hallway like I'm at the pitcher's mound, or, you know, warming up in the garage with a T-shirt and a jersey underneath it like I'm getting ready to play with the Chicago Bulls. You know, I had to choose the Bulls because they were winning. So that was my team
right.
At the time. You know, so I just wanted to make sure I got that out there to them. And I think they did a really good job of listening in. And, you know, if I can make an impact on any one of these kids, I did my job.
A two-sport standout at Little Rock Parkview, football and basketball. You decided to play football. Do you regret that decision in any way?
No, I don't, because I'm still playing NFL football. You know, don't get me wrong. I do miss basketball a little bit. But, you know, I'm still passionate about football as I was, you know, when I was in middle school. That hasn't changed at all. But, you know, I do tend to watch a lot of basketball. And I enjoy watching those guys play. But at the end of the day, there's no other competitive sport out there like it is in football. It's the ultimate team sport. It tests your will, and I love it.
Your time in Atlanta. Talk about your years there. And obviously, Bobby Petrino, when he was there, and obviously the way he left, I don't want to get you all into that and bring up old wounds, but just your time in Atlanta, how was it for you?
You know, obviously it could have went a lot better than what I had envisioned. But, you know, from the moment I got there, it just didn't seem to go the way that I had expected and everybody else had expected. It was a totally different environment there with Bobby Petrino. You know, I hate to bring up the guy's name, but, you know, I have no animosity towards this man. I'm over with that situation. But it wasn't what I expected of the NFL when I had got there. And even a lot of veterans, Warwick Dunn, Algie Crumpler, Rod Coleman, they told me that this wasn't the NFL. This isn't what it was about. And, you know, for him to kind of leave early on us, it was definitely hurtful. And it was funny how I was viewed here in Arkansas as me being the backstabber for him leaving us. But nobody could see where I was coming from with him leaving me for my rookie year. So I think, you know, there was a little selfishness going on, but at the end of the day, he brought success here to the state. Mm-hmm. And all I did was compliment him on that. Now, as an individual, no, I did not like him. Right. But as a coach and what he did, I was happy for him. You know, I was happy for him, and I was happy for the state of Arkansas and for the football program. It had got an exposure that we hadn't seen here in a long time. So, you know, I was happy for what he did, but like I said, I had to focus on me. And I was, you know, becoming an NFL player and a great NFL player. And, you know, they Arthur Blank eventually ended up bringing in Thomas Dimitroff and Mike Smith. And, you know, they're doing a great job down there right now with Matt Ryan and that high-powered offense. But, you know, my time has moved on from them. And, I just wish them the most success.
And, Jamal, I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to the current staff at the University of Arkansas. But we've talked to quite a few former Razorbacks, and they said that, you know, it's a totally different environment up there, and they're welcoming in former players, and they want you guys to go back and, you know, have the current players, you know, have someone to look up to and talk to at times and, you know, just get info from when they're trying to make that move to the next level.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard nothing but great stuff about this coaching staff here, and I know some of the guys that worked in the strength and conditioning program. But, you know, it was funny. I heard that he tried to reach out to me, but ended up reaching out to the wrong Jamal Anderson. And I'm so tired of us getting mixed up. You know, I was just telling my family now. He ended up moving into my subdivision in Atlanta. So now the confusion is even more. So, you know, when we have a guest coming to the security gate and they're asking to see Jamal Anderson, they got to identify which one they're coming to see. So it's gotten even more out of control with the mix-up.
That's
but
funny.
But I just appreciate the actual gesture with him trying to reach out to me. So, you know, I want to do my best to get out there and get in contact with him and go back and support these Hogs, man. I wish him the best of luck, and I think he's going to have great success up there.
Jamal, I know you probably get a chance to watch a little bit of college football, especially last year since your injury and not being able to play. I want to get your thoughts on Jadeveon Clowney of South Carolina. Is it hard to believe that 20 members of the media here at SEC Football Media Days, they could pick four defensive linemen for all SEC teams? 20 of them did not have him in their top four.
Oh, wow. I don't understand how you could miss a guy like that. You know, he's a game changer. You know, obviously shown with the play that he made in whatever bowl game that was against Michigan. But, you know, he is a obvious game changer. He wreaks havoc. I love the way he plays. But I don't know how you could miss somebody like him. But, you know, I'm sure he's going to make those guys regret it this year.
Talk about coming back and being able to go back to your high school and visit with friends and see the old stomping grounds.
Oh, man, it's always good. It always feels good, man. You know, from when I step off the plane and I'm walking by the store in the airport and I see Hog memorabilia everywhere. To, you know, making the drive back to the airport, to the house. It just brings back a refreshness of, you know, where I came from and where I started and where I've gotten from here. But, you know, it's always good to see good friends and good family here. And, you know, I can't wait to get up to Parkview tomorrow and speak highly on these guys and get these guys ready for good football season this year.
Jamal, when your time is done, and let's hope that's not for a long time in the NFL, what do you want to do after your career?
You know, the funny thing is, man, I've been so focused on my career, I haven't given too much insight on that. One thing I can say is, you know, I've set myself up very well for after retirement.
Good.
Even if I want the ability to do nothing, I've set myself up in a great position for that. But one of the main things I want to do is I do want to go back to school and get my degree. My parents do not – they want to make sure before they leave this earth that I have my degree. You know, like I said, if I didn't have my grades, I wouldn't have been able to walk on to the University of Arkansas. So I do want to get my grades. I want to continue to give time back to the deaf community. And, you know, we'll go from there and we'll see what happens. But I know there'll be plenty of doors open for me when I finally decide to hang these cleats up.
Jamal, we are in your ballpark. We want you to succeed. Thanks so much for joining us here. I know it's a short time, but let's do it again real soon.
Hey, no problem, man. I thank you for having me.